Right now, across the United States, thousands of men, women, and children are being forced to work as prostitutes. We're going to hear how the trucking industry is helping to fight this. A small group has been mobilizing truckers and working to change certain perceptions about prostitution. Some of the details in this story are graphic and may not be appropriate for all listeners. Our report comes from Frank Morris of member station KCUR.
Sex trafficking was not top of mind in the early 80s when Beth Jacobs was a teenager. She figured if you were a prostitute, that was your choice. That is, right up until she came to on the lot of a dark truck stop one night. She says she'd asked a friendly-seeming man for a ride home that afternoon. She says he gave her something to drink from a McDonald's cup. She was drugged. And as she was waking up, the man announced that he was a pimp. Her pimp.
I kind of laughed at him and I said, oh, that's great, but I'm not that kind of girl. And I tried to get out of the car and he pulled me back in by my hair, beat me, and he said, no, I didn't ask you. This is what it is. I own you now. You're going to sleep with this man in this truck and he's going to give me the money to get to Chicago.
She pleaded with the truck driver and cried all through the rape. The John got mad and demanded his money back.
So the pimp then beat me up right there in the street or in the parking lot. And told me if I ever lost any more money for him, again, he'd kill me and my daddy.
Despite the ruckus, no one at the truck stop intervened. And for the next 6 years, this violent pimp forced Jacobs to work as a prostitute. The awareness of sex trafficking has changed a lot since then. And you can see that by what trucker Kevin Kemmel did last year when an old motorhome parked at a truck stop caught his eye.
I saw a guy go in it and I saw the motion to the RV. And then I saw what I thought was a young girl peek out, and he abruptly pulled away from the window, and the shade pulled back over it.
Kimmel called police, and that call ended weeks of torture, starvation, and forced prostitution for the victim.
Kevin Kimmel epitomizes the mission of Truckers Against Trafficking.
Kyla Lanier co-founded the group Truckers Against Trafficking, or TAT, with her mother and three sisters a few years ago. It dawned on them that truckers would be great allies.
Trafficking happens everywhere. I mean, it's happening in homes, it's happening in conference centers, at schools, casinos, truck stops, hotels, motels, everywhere. You know, it's an everywhere problem, but truckers happen to be everywhere.
And these days, TAT stickers, wallet cards, and posters are almost everywhere in the trucking industry. TAT teaches drivers to try to spot sullen, hopeless-looking children, teens, and young adults. Perhaps they're wearing revealing clothing. Maybe they have tattoos like barcodes or men's names that might indicate ownership. The group promotes a hotline to report trafficking. Trucking companies and law enforcement are enthusiastically on board, helping to reach nearly 250,000 drivers. And truckers' calls to the hotline have freed hundreds of trafficking victims. The approach is so effective that Kansas's attorney general wants to compel truck driving schools to teach sex trafficking prevention. And in Ohio, that is already on the curriculum. It's not just truckers. Truck stops are helping, too.
Let me show you some of the things that we're doing for our drivers.
At this TA Travel Plaza near Kansas City, between the energy drinks up front and the showers in back, district manager Sam Tahoor shows off monitors playing anti-trafficking videos 24/7. Stickers and wallet cards are on the counter, and anti-trafficking posters hang all over the store. Employees are trained to spot trafficking, and Tahoor says the effort has completely changed his view of prostitution.
If I saw a prostitute, I would have thought, hey, that's what they want to do. Now I know what signs to look for. I know what actions to take. Be on the lookout for this. This is what's going on out there, and these people need a hero.
A hero. Someone to report the crime. And after that, someone like Beth Jacobs. Jacobs escaped a life of forced prostitution after being jailed while working away from her home city. Now she's a sex trafficking survivor, counseling victims and working with Truckers Against Trafficking to help drivers understand the trafficking victim's point of view. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.